Welcome to the Walking on the Word podcast with Eddie Kennedy and Nate Barber from Good News Church. During this podcast, we'll highlight practical keys to prosperity, build your faith, and encourage you to live the abundant life that God's called you to live.
Yeah, when you look at that, it really starts with this decision that you have to make. I was talking with someone not long ago who was in that same situation that you were just describing, where they couldn't tithe in their mind.
Right.
They couldn't tithe. They looked at their income, what they had coming in, what they had going out, and they didn't have enough to give the 10% to God. I mean, it is His. The tithe belongs to Him, but they were eating it, along with all the rest of the 90.
Right.
And so I just happened to mention a couple things, because I had a situation years ago in my life where we had things get real tight on us, Caroline and our family, and we had to look at our budget. And so we eliminated a bunch of stuff. And so I was taking that experience that had happened to me years ago, and I was relaying it to this person, and I said, okay, let's just look at your budget. I mean, are you... You got cable. Well, yeah, he had cable. He had internet. He had phone. But he also had on his cable, he didn't have just basic cable. He had the HD something something, everything included cable. He was spending, I think, $230 a month going to the cable people.
Yeah.
That's a lot. That's a chunk of change.
Yeah, it is.
Basic cable used to be $18.95. And then you could add the other stuff. I mean, you can get a pack for, you know, $75, less than $100 or something, get everything together, bundle it, you know. So that was something. And then, like me in my situation years ago, I was paying to have trash service. I didn't live in the city, but I was paying to have trash service. So I cut that out, and I decided I'd either burn my trash or either I would do something else. I mean, that was only $20 a month, but I needed the $20.
Yeah.
So I'm just suggesting, let's look and see what things you have that you're doing your money with, because really his money, he was supporting the world system with his money, and really what he was doing also is he was eating God's seed. He was eating God's tithe.
Right.
So I talked with him for a few minutes, and it became apparent this is something he could do. He could make a change, cut out a few things, and the tithe off the top would be there.
Yeah.
Cut away the where he's wasting it, and then honor God with the tithe. Because the point I really tried to make with him was, if you honor God with the tithe, what you're doing is you're taking you worked for it. You worked hard for this money. Mm-hmm. It represents you. You give it to God. Honor him with the tithe. And he does exactly what he said he would do. He opens the windows of heaven. He pours out upon us blessing there's not room enough for us to contain. And he makes that 90% go further.
Yeah.
Your stuff doesn't break. Your stuff doesn't tear up. Your things don't wear out fast. And you have things that come along, ideas, concepts, insights, favor, other things happen in your life to increase the whole size of the pie.
Right.
What you bring home grows. What you bring home goes further, but what you also bring home, it grows. And it gets bigger. And God begins to bless you and prosper you. But it starts with a decision. And that decision sometimes is a hard thing to make.
Right.
Because once you make a decision like that, it's just like Peter. He got out of the boat. He decided he was going to walk on the Word of God. He was going to walk on Jesus' words where Jesus said, come. He gets out of the boat. And you cannot just think that, hey, he gets out of the boat and the wind all of a sudden slacks up. And the waves all of a sudden get smooth up under his feet. And that's not what happens.
Right.
The wind blew harder. The waves came at him higher. They were probably splashing all on him. Because it's trying to get your eyes off of Jesus and your eyes off of the Word and your eyes off the promise and get you to look at the situation, get you to look at the circumstances, get you to look at the world system. You know, the gas prices are going up. Energy costs are going up. They've got a government layoff that's coming down. all these things are happening, and they always will happen.
Right.
They'll always be there. Because the whole purpose of that stuff, so much of the time, is to get our eyes off of our source, and God is our source. Mm-hmm. And how we say to God, "You are my source," is I honor you with the tithe.
Right.
I bring you my tithe, I worship you with it, I honor you, and I trust you, I love you, this is my life, and I'm giving it to you in obedience to your word. And he'd said in Old Testament, if I'm obedient and I'm willing,
right,
I'm going to eat the good of the land. I've got multiple promises for me. But that decision sometimes is tough. And for some people, maybe what they should do is take communion with a cracker and some water,
yeah,
and make a decision that, yeah, hey, as far as this goes from this point on, we're washing everything behind us. We're getting forgiveness for that. But from this point forward, when the money comes in, I'm going to separate God's out. I'm going to put it to the side. And then I'm going to honor God with the tithe. And right, that decision, sometimes that decision, yeah, the storm will kick up stronger, but that decision, God gives you credit right then for that decision. It's like, was it Abraham who took Isaac to the mountain?
Yeah.
He made a decision that he was going to, he said to the servant, he said, "Me and the lad go, and me and the lad will return." So his faith was in operation.
Right.
But he was fully planning on sacrificing Isaac to God.
Yeah.
He was, that was
the raise the knife over his head.
Yeah. So he was doing it. Mm-hmm. He was absolutely going to do it. And the Bible says that God counted it to like he had did it.
Right.
Because of his decision and his action, God gave him the credit for actually doing it. He credited him that he actually did it, even though he didn't actually do it. Now, we need to follow through with the tithe. I'm not saying that make a decision to tithe and then not tithe. But when you make that decision to tithe, God starts working right then on your behalf. He starts working. You start separating your tithe in, your tithe from your money, separating his tithe from your money at that point. You're looking at everything that comes into your hand, separating it. God gives you credit. He starts working on your behalf right then.
We hope you've enjoyed this Walking on the Word podcast. Tune in next week for another episode with Eddie Kennedy and Nate Barber from Good News Church.